Parshas Mishpatim. This year we have a special opportunity. We read Parshas Mishpatim every year, but it's not every year that we read the Haftarah of Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, we read it, 3 years ago. We're going to read it again. Usually in a Shana Pshuta, so you have a regular year and you have a leap year. A leap year has two Adarim, has an extra Adar. Okay. So in a regular year, usually Parshas Mishpatim is Parshas Shkalim. So we don't read the Haftarah of Parshas Mishpatim. Not always. There are 7 year types of Shanim Pshutos, and six of them, so Parshas Mishpatim is Shkalim. So usually it is that way in a Shanim Pshutah. In the Shanim Ubaris, there are also 7 year types. So one of those year types, so Parshas Mishpatim is Rosh Chodesh, and 2 year types, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. So then we wouldn't read it either, the Haftarah. But this year it's Shana Mubaris, and we do read the Haftarah. So when it is that way, I like to discuss the Haftarah because it's, I wouldn't say it's uncommon, but it's certainly not very common. Every couple of years we read it. Okay, and it's an unusual Haftarah. It's unusual in the sense that we're medaleg l'mafreya. In other words, with the concluding psukim, we go back and say for Yirmiyahu to read a few psukim. Now, why do we add a few psukim out of order? Because it's a very harsh Haftarah. It's very harsh. And when we read something harsh, we want to end with words of comfort, with Divrei Nechama. But this is unusual, because at least as far as I can recall in Minhag Ashkenaz, we're never medaleg l'mafreya. In the Chumashim and Haftarah Shabbos Shuva, it's sometimes printed out of order. There it's different Nevi'im within Trei Asar. But the minhag is to read in order. We read Hoshea, Yoel, and then Micha. Here, in Sefer Yirmiyahu, we go back to the previous parak, and we read it medaleg l'mafreya, which is unusual. We don't like to do that. If we're medaleg, we go further, not backward. Here we are medaleg. So that in itself is peculiar why we do that. And there is plenty of nechama in Sefer Yirmiyahu. You don't have to medaleg l'mafreya to find divrei nechama. We could go further in Sefer Yirmiyahu and find divrei nechama. So why medaleg l'mafreya? Apparently, these psukim of divrei nechama are the only psukim that would temper the harshness of the Haftarah. We have to understand why. Now, the Haftarah deals with the halacha of Eved Ivri, and that after 6 years you have to send them free. Okay, that's what the Haftarah deals with. But I think that additionally, the Haftarah also provides a very important message in understanding Parshas Mishpatim. So Parshas Mishpatim begins with Eved Ivri. That in itself is a question. Why specifically Parshas Mishpatim is a parsha of Dinei HaTorah? Why specifically does the parasha begin with the Din of Eved Ivri? So it's interesting to consider all this in light of the Medrash Rabbah that I've discussed a number of times. And the Medrash Rabbah points out that Aseres HaDibros is surrounded by Dinam. Ve'ela Mishpatim, Maksiv L'malam in our parasha. What do we find before the Aseres HaDibros? Minu Dayanam, V'shaftu Asa'am B'chaleis. Va'amar Khan, what do we find after the Aseres HaDibros? Ve'elam Mishpatim. See, you have Dinem Lefaneh, Dinem L'achreh. So, Va'adibros Be'amtsa. So, Marshal Matruna, this is the Marshal, is a royal matron. Shehoysem Aleches, Hazayin Mikan, their armed guards in front of the royal matron. Va'azayin Mikan, and their armed guards on the other side. Ve'hi Be'amtsa. So Matan Torah, Maimed Har Sinai, there's dinam before and dinam afterwards. It was what enables a person to notice the presence of a royal matron, the armed gods in front, the armed gods behind. Otherwise, you wouldn't notice the presence of a royal matron. I know when I I visited my daughter, my son-in-law in Washington, D.C. So all of a sudden you hear a lot of noise, cars going. They would say, it's a motorcade. It's coming from the direction of the White House. It must be the president. Okay. Otherwise, how would you notice the president? You see he's in a car, a big car, okay, a fancy car. You wouldn't notice. But there's a motorcade. You see cars in front, cars in back. It's a lot of noise. There must be the president. I'm sorry?
I think they do it to three cars this way.
Those halachas I'm not familiar with. But
this way they don't know which one's the president.
Okay. I'm not familiar, it could be. I'm not familiar with all those logistics. But I do know that you notice the presence of someone important. And the same thing is true with Aseret HaDibros. What is Aseret HaDibros? Aseret HaDibros reflects our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we notice our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We notice it through dinim. The dinim lefaneh, al dinim achra. It's the commitment to dinim that makes our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparent. And this we see in the mitzvah of Eved Evri. What do we see in the mitzvah of Evri? In the mitzvah of Evri, we see various dinim. We see the fact that sheishanam ya'avod uvashvi es yetzelach avshichinam. So you have to set him free. You can't keep him indefinitely. There is a limited term. V'chi shalchenu chavshim imach, that's in Parshas Rei. There's a din of hanaka. V'lotzer shalchenu reikam, you don't send them away empty-handed. Hanek tanik lo mitzon chom, yigon chom yikvecha, asher racha shem lakecha titen lo. You have to give him gifts. And there's halacha kitov lo imach, you have to treat him properly. The way you live, you have to enable him to live. Imcha b'maychol, imcha b'mishteh. Shalotei ata ochel pas nikia v'hu ochel pas kiber. You can't eat a certain quality of bread and give him something less than that. No. You can't ata shose yayin yoshin v'hu shose yayin chadash. Whatever you eat, you have to provide him. Whatever you drink, you have to drink. The way you sleep, he has to sleep. Mikan anru kol kona eved ivri kona adon latzma. So if you buy an Eved Ivri, it's like you're buying a master. Why is Atosis mentioned in Yerushalmi? Because if you only have one pillow, you have to give it to the Eved. Because if you use it and don't give it to him, you're in violation of the din. So the Torah requires a certain consideration. Why? Because as the Torah says in Parshas Bahar, Ki avodai heim asher hotseisi osam erev Yisrael. They're my avodah. So every Jew has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a potential Eved. We strive to be Avodim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have a very unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avdei Hashem. Every Jew is a potential Eved Hashem. And that special relationship that every Jew has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires other people to treat him in a certain way. That's what the parasha of Eved Ivri tells us. That's why there are certain limitations in the Avdus. And Parshas Bahar mentions other dinim, lo savod bo avodas avad, you can't have him do work of a gnai, as Rashi discusses there. Lo yimocher mamkeres avad, he can't be sold in a certain way. Lo sirdo bo befarach, you can't subjugate him through hard labor. Okay. He has to be v'yareisam alokecha. Why? Because avodayim. And that's why it's also to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. Because selling yourself as an Eved Ivri is to a certain extent a denial of your relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu to a certain extent. And it diminishes your relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that one is an Eved, he diminishes his ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the parasha of Eved Ivri is teaching us. And the truth is that all the dinim of Bein Adam Chavero emanate from this fundamental yesod. You have to treat another Jew properly because of his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if one doesn't treat another person properly, that means he denies the fact that person has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's perhaps why Parshas Avodim, in addition to what the Ramban says, is mentioned at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, because it's the yesod of Bein Adam L'Chaveru. It's the yesod of Bein Adam L'Chaveru. So now let's consider the Haftarah. Haftarah of Parshas Mishpatim. So the Haftarah of Parshas Mishpatim is very harsh, and it describes initially a bris, a covenant that Jews at that time, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, that the Jews entered into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they set up a bris. And they even, in the process of doing this, they actually took a calf and cut it in half and walked between the pieces, reminiscent of the bris that was set up with Avraham Avinu, of the bris ben Absar. That's how they executed this bris. And what was the bris? That because they had violated in the past the din of Shiluach Avodim, and they didn't send Avodim free, and they subjugated other Jews as Avodim and Shvachos. So they set up a bris to set all the Avodim Ivriim free. And they fulfilled that. But after a while, they reneged on the bris, and they recaptured the Avodim and subjugated them as Avodim. That's what the Haftarah describes. And the Navi describes, the Navi tells Kal Yisrael that because of this, the Chorban will be brought upon Eretz Yisrael, upon the Beis HaMikdash, because of this. They could have, up to this point, perhaps they could have, through tshuva, overcome the previous avaras, but their fate was sealed in this nevuah. So the Navi describes, I'm going to read through parts of it. Hadavar asher hayol yomayom me'is Hashem acharei kros hamelech tzidkiyahu bris es kol am asher b'yishalayim rekol ha'medror. So this is the word that came to Yirmiyahu after Tzidkiyahu sealed a covenant with the entire people to proclaim freedom for the avodah. L'shalach ishas avdo v'shashav chaso evri v'evri yachav shim l'vilti avod bom b'yehudi yachiyu ish. So they entered into a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Navi describes it. Vayishmu kol asarim v'chol ha'am. Everyone listened. Asher bo v'abris l'shalach ish asavdo v'ish l'shem chaso chofshim l'vilti avod bam od v'yishmu v'yishalechu. They sent them all away. But then what did they do afterwards? They sinned in a terrible way. Vayishuvu achrikein v'yishivu asavodem v'esha shvachos asher shilchu chofshim v'yichbishum l'avodem v'shapos. They recapture them as slaves and maidservants. So therefore, Vayidvar Hashem Yom Es Hashem Leimar, Kom Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi Karati Bris Avoseichem V'Yom Hotzio Som Eretz Yisrael V'Beis Avodim Leimar. I establish a covenant with you. And what was part of that covenant? Miketz Sheva Shanim Teshalchu Isha Sochiv Evri, Asher Imochalach V'Avodcha Shei Shanim Mishilachto Chavshi Meimach. He works for you 6 years, and then you send him free. V'lo Shamu Avoseichem Elai V'lo Itu Esnasnam. Your ancestors, your fathers, did not listen to me. Vatashuvu atem hayom. But you have repented. Vatasu es hasher yashar veina. And you did that which was proper. L'kro dror ish l'reihu. You proclaimed freedom, one man for his fellow. Vatechasu v'risl fanai. You sealed a covenant before me. Babayas hasher nikro shmi alav. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, upon which my name is called, you enter into a covenant, and then vatashuvu vatachalalu eshmi, you reverse yourselves and you desecrated my name, and you took back vatashivu ishes avdo vishes of chasov sheshlachtim chavshim anavsham vatichbishu asam lios lachem lavodem shvachos, you recapture them. Lachen koamar Hashem, lachen koamar Hashem, atem lo shmatem elai lekro dror ish lachiv. You didn't listen to me to proclaim freedom, one man to his brother. Hinini, I'm skipping some words. Hinini korei lachem dror. I am proclaiming you to be free, free from me. El hacherev, el haderev, el harav. To the sword, to the plague, and to famine. You didn't declare freedom for your fellow Jew. I'm declaring freedom for you. V'nasati eschem l'zahava l'chol mam l'chos ha'aretz. you will be an object of horror for all the kingdoms of the earth. They took the calf and they split it into two, and they went between its parts. So everyone went between the parts of the calf. I will deliver them into the hands of the enemies and those that seek their lives. And I will bring back the Babylonians, the Navi says, and that's the end of this Nevuah. Then we go backwards to, this is Perek Lamed Daled, we go backwards, Medaleg Mafreya, to Perek Lamed Gimel. But what is the Navi saying? The Navi saying is, I have a relationship with you, and you deny the fact that there are other Jews that have a relationship with me. If you don't respect the relationship that other Jews have with me, how can I maintain my relationship with you? So you didn't call freedom to them. You didn't respect the relationship they have with me as my potential avodim, ki avodai heim, you didn't respect the relationship. I cannot maintain my relationship with you. I declare freedom to you. Freedom, I will not protect you. Freedom to the sword, the cherev, whatever, the rav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you want me to demonstrate that I have a relationship with you, you have to respect the relationship I have with other Jews. The failure to respect Bein Adam L'Chaveron, to recognize that every Jew has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not demonstrate his relationship with us. So it might seem, reading this psukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just as you don't respect your relationship, just as you don't respect the relationship other Jews have with me, I terminate my relationship with you. That's how it would seem when you read these psukim. So we have to go backwards. We have to find a psukim that state explicitly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never terminate his relationship with the Jewish people, with Klal Yisrael. Never, ever. And that's why we're Medaleg Mafreya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say, I will terminate Rishon Klal Yisrael. He just says, you will be punished. And to people, it may seem that way. It may seem that way, but in reality, it's not that way. It's just necessary in order to maintain my relationship with you. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is punished in order to maintain the destiny of Klal Yisrael, to be able to maintain the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael. It may seem as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maintaining the relationship, but he always is. And that's why we go back. We'll go back to the previous prayer. Kol Amar Hashem, Im lo v'risi yom v'layla chuko shmayim v'aretz lo samti. My bris with Klal Yisrael remains just as the chukei hateva remain. Just as the shmayim v'aretz remains intact, so too my bris with Klal Yisrael remains intact. Gam zera Yaakov v'David avdi emas mikachas mizaro moshlim al zera avram yischak v'yaakov ki yoshiv eshusam v'richam tim. I will bring them back from their captivity and show them mercy, because my bris with Klal Yisrael is always intact. But the message we see from the Haftarah is that if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to demonstrate his relationship with Klal Yisrael, his love for Klal Yisrael, that relationship is everlasting. The love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael is everlasting. But if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to demonstrate it, then we have to respect the fact that every Jew has a relationship, a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, I think, the message of Eved Ivri, and that's why the Din of Eved Ivri is the first parsha in Parshas Mishpatim. And it's through the dinam of Bein Adam Chavero that we feel the presence of the Shekhinah within us. That's the Aseret HaDibros has dinam on both sides. If we want everyone to be aware of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the Aseret HaDibros? Anochi Shemokach. We had Klal Yisrael's special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want it to be obvious. It can only be obvious if we are serious of Bein Adam L'Chaver. If we're serious about the relationship that every Jew has with Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make his relationship with Klal Yisrael apparent.